Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country, the place where American patriots come together to unite as one people. Tonight it's Wednesday, April 10th, 2013, and tonight is something new. I told you we were going to be making some changes here at American Statesman Blog Talk Radio. And tonight is our first night. It's our debut of Truth About Education. We're going to start having a weekly report, and Diane Kepis is going to give everybody all the updates on what's going on with education. We've really got to make sure people understand what Common Core is, what C-SCOPE is, and what this indoctrination is that's going to our children. The truth, it can't be stressed enough that what's happening is truly, your children's children are going to live under communism. That's where we're heading. And too many Americans just want to say, no, that can't happen. That just isn't going to happen here. It does happen. It happens slowly over time. And if you think it can't happen, then just tell yourself 9/11 couldn't happen either. It can happen. It is happening. We are slowly being destroyed. Our country, the fall of Rome, the fall of the USA, it's reality if we don't change our ways. And if the American patriots don't get involved and protect what we have here. And the only other thing I'll say, and then I'm going to hand this over to Diane, excuse me, is that when you read what's going on with Common Core, what it's doing, data mining children, making decisions at an early age, part of this is truly going to take children away from their families. The child is no longer the family. It's the collective, the community, and the village routine. But when I read this stuff, I think back of what I was being taught when I went to school, which I did go to public school. We were being taught about how the Russians and the Chinese took their children and taught them about everything evil, basically about the United States, that you weren't supposed to be free. They didn't let them read anything that they wanted to. The media was controlled. They weren't allowed to say things. All these different things, indoctrination of what they did to their children to control them. That's what communism is. And I just remember, growing up, that was such a bad thing. And look where we are today. Right here in this country today, that's exactly what we're doing, or what they're trying to do. And what has started in some states. Some states have actually passed this craziness of Common Core. And I'll tell you, I'm not even sure what the latest is with Tallahassee, Florida here. I'm sure Diane can give us an update on what's going on here in Florida. But this stuff is just absolutely crazy. It's about as anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-liberty, anti-knowledge. They don't want the people to know anything. You control people by dumbing them down, by not letting them know, and these types of things. So on that note, I think I've probably finished ranting for a few minutes there. I'm going to hand this over to Diane. And Diane, you just go ahead and kick it off. I'll be keeping an eye on the chat room. If you're listening, please post your comments out there in the chat room. I'll announce them as much as I can. And, of course, you're always welcome to call in. And when you call in, 347-857-4364, just make sure you press 1 so that I know you want to speak on the air. People dial in all the time from their phones and just listen. So if I don't see that you press 1, I'm just going to let you continue to listen and I won't bother you. So if you want to speak on the air, make sure you press 1. 347-857-4364. And on that note, thank you, Diane, for doing this. We really need this information. And you've got so much more information, knowledge on this education thing than what I do. This weekly report is going to help all of us. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Sally. This is a new thing for me. I've been interviewed several times on radio shows by Sally more than once. And I don't claim to be an expert on this. I learn something new every single day. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because we are not going to win this fight without parents and teachers, because our legislators, they're not listening. They do not care. And that's been very evident in our state legislative session this time. Even with providing them just mounds of examples and things that are wrong with this, bottom line, it comes down to money. Money, I can't, and that's even more than the power and the control. They are thinking about their coffers. They will tell you, well, we won't get the race to the top money. Well, who cares? There's been no foresight into what it's going to cost our individual districts. This is why you're finding so many of the states across the country are fighting this so hard, because to begin with, they're implementing this without your legislators even having read it. They don't have a clue what the bottom line is on everything. And no one but one group, and that's the Pioneer Institute, has even done a cost analysis on this. And the difference is going to vary between state to state on how many districts you have and how many children you have. But the cost is going to be enormous. The Common Core are laid out to where every child will have an iPad. They will do their work on an iPad. They will take their tests on an iPad. There's software to buy for their everyday work. There's software to buy for their testing. There is also the cost of the tracking, which that is a whole another day's show. And you also have to think about the fact that the teachers aren't aware of everything that's going on, and a lot of the teachers are not happy either. And believe me, it doesn't have anything to do with that word accountability. This is what they're trying to throw out there to you. But basically, that's what the standards mean. It's a form of accountability. Let's talk about a few facts and myths. People like the Gates Foundation, the Eli Broad Foundation, the Jeb Bush Foundation for Excellence in Education, many of these other big-powered foundations and money groups will try to convince you that this program, this Common Core standard, is state-led because states signed on. But they're not telling you what the whole process was, and a lot of times you don't even know what questions to ask, so you're not going to get all the information. But what actually happened started long before the original meeting of your National Governors Association. The Common Core standards were actually created by private organizations meeting in Washington, D.C., with a lot of funding from Bill Gates. Now, I don't know what your thoughts are about who Bill Gates is, but if you do your research, yes, he gives a lot of money to a lot of organizations and a lot of people. But he is first and foremost a businessman. And he is looking for a return on that money. He's also a New World Order guy, and he's also a eugenist. And to me, he's very dangerous. But if you go and do your own research, you can develop your own opinion. I'm just going to give you the facts. The Federal Department of Education then used legally suspect means, which the government is very good at doing that, by using the Race to the Top competition and the promise of waivers from the No Child Left Behind to the state. The effort has been The effort has been accompanied by many misleading campaigns to present the standards as state-led and voluntary. The standards, which were intended to prepare the students for non-selective community colleges, don't be misled. They will try to tell you that the standards are to try to help our children get into college. Well, what they're really talking about is two-year college programs, not 4 years. The Common Core English Language Arts standards consists of many empty skill sets that once they're implemented might not even require any reading skills any higher than middle school. And if there are reports by quite a few educators that will tell you that as the children get older in school, their actual grade level of competence in the reading is going to be lower. In other words, an eighth grade student is probably only going to be reading at a fifth grade level, or a high school senior probably at an eighth grade level, because the focus is not going to be actually on reading fiction, but more to the nonfiction. They want them reading manuals and training manuals. Well, you know, my vision of reading, and I'm an avid reader, is that for children in reading, it's like an adventure. And it's also a sense of accomplishment when you get done reading a book. And more often than not, if you enjoyed that book, you remember it and you want more. I can't vision third graders and fifth graders, even eighth graders, getting any enjoyment to encourage them to stay in school by reading technical manuals. It just it doesn't equate for me. I'm going to read you a couple of the expectations that are out of the English language arts section. I'd like you to also know that there were a couple of people that served on this board in putting the standards together, or the English language arts section, and they refused to sign off on it by the time they got done because they knew that they were so out of reality for our children to be able to even begin to accomplish. Kindergartners, five-year-olds, are going to be required to write a full topic sentences as proof of their college readiness and to measure their teacher's worth. At five? I mean, I know parents think their kids are pretty doggone smart, but even if they've been in preschool for 2 or 3 years before they start kindergarten, I can't imagine most children being prepared to do that. Now, we're used to our kindergartners and our first graders learning their ABCs and first starting to learn how to read. That's where the push has been from the powers to be to push on the pre-K, because they really want them to start learning there. So they have them actually under their control at a much younger age. First graders are going to supposedly know how to use various text features in their writing. In other words, table of contents, headings, glossaries, to be able to locate facts or information within the text, basically know how to research, and now we're talking about six-year-olds. Third graders are expected to have a research stimulation that's been built within them by reading these technical journals, and to be able to analyze articles or multimedia stimuli and to write not one, but two analytic essays to prove that they can take information, synthesize it from multiple sources. I don't know about you, but I'm lost already. Eighth graders. And I sat and listened to the Florida legislatures talking about this about a month ago at one of their hearings. It's supposed to be set up by the end of the school year in the eighth grade. We're talking 13-year-olds now. They are supposed to be choosing whether they want to take the college route or the school-to-work route, which is the communist way to go. That's actually where our curriculum is going with the Common Core. It is a school to work, and I think you probably heard that more than more, but really just didn't understand what that means. I think now is a good time to remind you of what Khrushchev said in 1959. And that was, your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up and find that you already have communism. We won't ever have to fight you. We'll weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands. I think if you allow yourself to believe the truth, that that's exactly where we are. And the communists, and I know you don't like to think of here, I know you don't like to use the word, but it is, and you have to. You have to start calling it exactly what it is. It's the control of your children, and they are literally and have been working at this for years, to dumb down our children and to gain control through our children by that dumbing down process. I think you'll all agree, if you're listening to this show, you're not real crazy about the Department of Education. President Reagan ran on an agenda to eliminate the Department of Education. Unfortunately, he picked two very progressive education people to be his respective commissioners or superintendents of education at the time. It wasn't even called that in the beginning. And what they did is they told him, look, let's forget about, you know, doing away with the Department of Education. Let us work on tweaking it a little bit, and maybe it'll be more workable, and people will be happier. Well, I sure would love to know who it was talked him into signing that agreement with Russia, because in 1985, he did sign an agreement with Gorbachev, and it was put together by the Carnegie Corporation. I hope you don't like the Carnegie Institute or their foundation, because they are very progressive. It was an agreement between the Soviet Academy of Science and the United States, and we were supposed to start sharing computer information. Why? Because the communists knew that the push of computers, and, of course, now we have the iPads, the games, the phones, the everything. They have so hypnotized our children that that's where they get all their information from. And that's where they are being fed. And I would like to warn you, if you have a child or a grandchild that is going to a virtual school, and I know Florida has made it a requirement that they have to take one subject, graduate from high school in virtual school, but you need to be very aware of what they're learning in that virtual program. The iPads that your children are going to need under the Common Core to do their work, they are not supposed to take those home, because bottom line is they don't want the parents to know what they're actually learning. One of the things that's going to happen with the English language arts is your children will no longer learn to write cursive. I'm not quite sure what we're going to use as our sign instead of signing our name to a check or legal papers, but I'm guessing that from a communist standpoint, it would be more so to maybe just a thumbprint. I don't know. Common Core in Tallahassee. It's bad. They won't listen. I was there 3 weeks ago, and we talked to several different offices. And we left with the impression that they kind of knew what the Common Core was, but they weren't sure, and they certainly had not read them. I talked to one legislator that liked the idea of the tracking, but only to the point where it stayed within the individual states, to where if a child moved or had a lot of extra problems, that they could that information could follow them. But I will tell you, Florida is already tracking our children. The difference between the tracking now and the tracking of what's going to happen through the Common Core is what's happening now stays within the state of Florida, and outside entities are not allowed to access that. But under Common Core, it will be stored in a national database. In fact, they built this huge building with all these fancy computers to put all the information from all our children and their families and their teachers into these databases from pre-K through workforce years. Not only that, the federal government went and changed some of the writing on some of the legalities. So now that outside third and fourth parties that say it's a company that wants to do something with education and they want to get some statistics or some kind of information to be able to do what they're going to do to sell and make more money, whatever, they're going to be able to access these records too. They can't guarantee us that hackers will never be able to get in there. Or they can't even, the federal government can't even tell us exactly what they intend to use that information on our children. I think the whole process within the Common Core and how this was done was so secretive, and it was done deliberately that way. It was not something that, you know, just happened to happen. It was deliberate. They did not want anyone to know until they had got this process going and hooked in the individuals they wanted to hook in, i.e. our governors and our state school boards. And that's exactly how it happened. To back up just a little bit, I'd like to explain to you exactly what that process was. They had this meeting, and the standards that are going to drive the curriculum, remember, had not been written. When all of this took place, the standards or the accountability part of it had not been written. The curriculum had not been written. The testing had not been written. None of this was in place for anyone to read. No one. All it was the idea of what they intended to do. The Federal Department of Education is using the standards and the assessment as a vehicle to mandate the construction of your massive state student database. That's the bottom line. They want all this information stored. The department also has gutted the federal student privacy law, which I was telling you about a minute ago, to allow these other entities and government agencies and private entities to be able to get in there and access this information. They did this in conjunction with the Department of Labor. Now, why would you think they would partner with the Department of Labor? That reverts me back to the Communist School to Work, of which there was a law passed in, can't remember for sure what the year was, but it was during President Clinton's time that he signed into law the School to Work Act. And every state, Tallahassee, we have it here in Florida too, there is legislation in every state that had to be put together to go along with the federal government with what he implemented. Remember that anything that Clinton did in relationship to education and all the bills that he passed when he was in office revert back to Mark Tucker, who wrote that famous letter to Hillary 7 days after Bill was elected to office, laying out the groundwork of the school-to-work education process that was to be implemented during his term in office. And this program was laid out and worked out by Mark Tucker, David Rockefeller, and all their cronies. Just a little bit of background. And something else I'd like you to remember before I go any farther. This is not a party thing. This is just absolutely not a party thing. The Republicans are buried so deep in this common core, all you have to do is look at Tallahassee and not go any farther. They're refusing to listen. It doesn't matter how much information we can give them and the research that's been done since this has been brought out. They refuse to look at it. We have one senator that is working with us around the state, and that's Senator Legg. And I have to applaud him because, and I will openly admit that he has for some time been on my little down list because he is one of the many legislators that we have in Tallahassee that is not only writing and voting on charter school legislation, but they are also making a profit off of charter schools and also serving on Jeb Bush's foundations at the same time. To me, it's a severe conflict of interest. Right now, John Legg's doing what's right, and I have to admit, he has an extremely successful charter school, and it's more important to him the future of the children that he's in charge of in his charter school and his own children, because he semi-homeschools his children, that a proper education for them is more important than anything else. And I'm sure this that he's kind of coming over to our side is not going to be an easy thing for him, but I have to applaud him, and I have to let you know that he is working right now, and he's listening, and he's learning, and that's more important than anything. Okay, back to this vision about how our students are going to be manipulated from preschool through the workforce years. This vision not only creates substantial risk of a privacy breach, but it encompasses a worldview of the proper role of government in our lives. And it goes against everything I've ever been taught in American principles. The word education is used nowhere in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Of course, I'm well aware that we're slowly getting stripped of that. But it is a foundation of the word that it is not there. Because our founders really meant for us to educate our children. But this whole process that has evolved in dumbing down our children, if you look at the total picture, the world got to the point, and when I say the world, I mean the United States, really. They got us to the point where husband and wife both had to work to make ends meet. And here I will applaud all the homeschool parents that one of them can stay home and do this. But for the majority, we were put into a position where both parents had to work. So now our children, we still wanted children, now we hand them off at 6 weeks to perfect strangers in daycare, and then they go to school with perfect strangers, and they don't get much influence from us. And the communists knew that that was the process. This is why, in the very beginning of all of this, through our education system, it started with John Dewey in the late 1800s, when he infiltrated and built his different groups of college wanted to be teachers and bringing them into the mindset of the communist way of thinking. That's how we've ended up with some of all of these professors and this thinking philosophy that they have and that they're pushing off on our children. Boy, this is new to me, but I'll tell you, I try to keep it straight, but there's so much information that just is out there that it's really, really hard to keep your mind straight. But I'm gonna try again. In 2010, the vast majority of the states had already committed to the Common Core. You see all these gentlemen and a few ladies from the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers, which is your, depending on what state you live in, your Commissioner of Education or your Superintendent of Education, had all met in 2009 and had agreed to go along with this. I don't think they fully knew how this process had been in order, how long they had been working on this, but it was going on for a long time. Anyway.
Excuse me, Diane. We do have a caller who has a question for you.
Okay.
And the last four digits, 2860. 2860, can you give us your first name and join the discussion?
Juan Torres.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch the name.
Oh, that's Juan.
That's right.
Okay, Juan. You said it so fast I couldn't hear it. Okay, anyway, welcome to the show, and what would you like to ask?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yeah. I can hear you fine now.
Diane, thank you very much. Thank you very much for what you're doing. And I really appreciate it. I have one question. What can we do to inform parents about this Common Core issue? I was thinking, and I talked to several friends, and amazed me in the lack of information about this. Many parents never even heard the words Common Core. And I was thinking that maybe it might be a good idea to create an organization like maybe Parents Against Common Core, American Parents Against Common Core. I think the only way to defeat this might be informing and educating parents about this. And kids, to be honest, I mean, they don't care. They don't know. They're very easy place for anything these people want to do. I totally agree with you. You know, this is pure communism. And the bad part is that many Americans don't have a clue what communism is. We came from socialist and communist country. We know how these people work, what tactics they use, how they brainwash, how they want to silence everybody. And unless we inform people massively around the country about what Common Core really is, and we get all the support from the parents, it might be very difficult to deal with this issue. So my question is, in your opinion, what can be done to reach out to parents and maybe teachers? Because I'm sure that many teachers, once they know the truth, they should oppose to this. And there has to be a way to inform parents and teachers about the reality behind Common Core.
First off, Juan, I'd really like to thank you for joining the conversation. You make me feel really good and privileged by that. I don't have an answer, Juan. I honestly do not have an answer. They are deliberately keeping this information quiet. I believe that the school boards and the principals have been told to keep this quiet. In fact, I know that some schools are threatening the teachers if they show any objections to parents or away from the schools to this? I don't know, and I agree with you. You know, in Martin County a few days back, they held a rally against that meeting that they were having a training course by the other side for the school superintendent. And, you know, there were parents as they were driving through, and the people that were there protesting were talking to parents, and they were saying, we've never heard of this. We don't have any idea what you're talking about. I thought the idea was going to be through the parent-teachers organization because, I mean, they're the ones that are supposed to be the go-between between the educators and the parents. Well, Bill Gates gave millions of dollars to the National Parent Teachers Association, and your local organizations have been told by National, we support the Common Core. I don't know if they know what it is, but they've been told to say, well, they got paid for it. So, my only answer has been that is to just try to get out in groups and talk to people. I don't know how else to do it. I really don't know how else to do it. And the legislators aren't helping us because, in fact, to me, if we had the en masse of parents and taxpayers, because whether you got kids in school or not, you're going to pay for this. You're going to pay heavy for this because they're going to go after your property taxes, and they're going to give them legislation to increase your property taxes to pay for this. We're talking about billions of dollars. We're not talking about thousands. We're talking about billions here. And that's not just in the implementation of all of this. It's to keep up the updates on the software, and when an iPad breaks or a kindergartner drops theirs or steps on it, or and they have to replace all this stuff. We're talking mountains of money. Now, I have speculated, because I'm also Agenda 21 person, I have speculated that what the ultimate thing is, because I've seen some legislation in Tallahassee that actually addresses our property taxes with a sales tax surcharge, which the school districts would be allowed to implement. So to me, I foresee by them playing with the property taxes some more that I believe we haven't seen all the loss of jobs because of Obamacare, which is also going to mean more foreclosures. That is just more movement for them to take over our property and move us into stack 'em and pack 'em. I mean, everything that's been done on a concentrated basis since Bill Clinton was president, and that includes George Bush, has been to get where we are today with the Common Core, because they've all passed legislation to lead us here. This is what No Child Left Behind was. This is what Race to the Top was. This is what all this stuff that they've been throwing into this bucket, and they just keep stirring it up and stirring it up till now they've reached to where we have this huge volcano that's erupting, and we have all people standing below the volcano, and they don't know what to do, and they don't even know yet to run for their lives. Juan, I don't know. Unless we can get out there and reach the people, I don't know.
Okay, Diane, I'm going to add something real quick. We do have another caller who wants to join, and please, Juan, please stay on and continue with the discussion. Excuse me. First off, we have to remember Agenda 21, sustainable development, one world government routine, all this nutsiness, which is all part of Common Core, all started with George Bush Sr. back in 1992. So, again, like you were saying, this has nothing to do with parties. And the other thing, when we talk about why people don't know about this, it's because we have the freedom of the press is now part of the government. And I encourage anybody that's out there listening, go ahead. It may seem like it's a waste of time, but I'm telling you, go ahead and pounce on all your local news media, the talk radio shows, and, of course, the network affiliations, your local stations. Keep calling, sending stuff to them, calling them, writing them, whatever it is, be the biggest pain in there or whatever. So you want to know what Common Core is about. What's the legislation? If they act like they don't know what it is, then send it to them. Keep shoving it in the face of the news media because they should be helping. The news media is supposed to serve the public interest. This is FCC 99-390, serve the public interest. Lying and failing to report is not serving. They truly do violate their license. So I really do push people to get the media to do their job, which is why a lot of people don't really know what's going on with this, too. And we have another caller here. The last four digits is 1936. Caller, please give us your name and what's on your mind.
I am Lori. I think I talked to you guys last week about the 1984 homework assignment that was given out where the kids had to wear a red stripe.
Oh, you're right in Texas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And wanted to ask the question of what you can do, and you guys are calling it Common Core. It goes by many names. In fact, Glenn Beck talked today about how they're taking things offline with the Board of Education nationally. They introduced 3 weeks ago something called iCloud that was on iTunes. It was on the front page. I was talking to a school board member this week, and it has disappeared. They are taking things and hiding it and putting it in different names. Here, they call our it's called Web 2.0 tools is what we use. You have to find out what they call these systems in your school district to be able to attack Common Core.
Well, what you have to understand is iCloud, iBloom, there's all kinds of names wandering around out there. These are these different businesses that are dipping into this for different things. They're going to be different entities where you'll be able to buy the software through, where Microsoft will sell the software to them, and then they'll be able to sell it to you, just like they do it, you know, Best Buy buys Microsoft software and then turns around and sells it to you. This is what I'm telling you. This is a business venture.
Oh, yes.
And they're using our children as human collateral. Now, to me, human collateral means that they look at them as nothing but a business venture. But I went digging into that the other day, and there is oodles of information on the Internet, and it goes back to communism. In fact, I even found it on Chapter 2 in the Communist Manifesto. It's all in what they expect to get in return from their money. Well, you know what? My opinion is get your money the heck out of my kids' education. I didn't ask you.
And there's two ways you can fight it. There's two ways you can fight it. Embarrass the heck out of them. If you know something's going on in a school district, what I'm having people do is call Mr. Fraley at KDISD and ask for him. The second is go through and follow that money trail. What organizations does your school district pay for? Where do they send these superintendents and school board members? Find out who these organizations are, what they do, and what their agenda is. You got to do a lot of legwork to get that to happen. Once you follow the money and embarrass them, then you start making a difference.
Lori, normally I would agree with you, but they have the school boards by the you-know-what.
Not when
because
you can get the...
It's being put into, number one, they took the race to the top money.
Mm-hmm.
Number two... Our legislators, this is why all this legislation is being rushed through here so quick, is because now it will be in the statutes, and not only that, you have your state school board that's running this canvas.
And you can change those statutes.
When Charlie Crist came back from that meeting in 2009, mm-hmm. he had Eric Smith with him, who that was then our Commissioner of Education, and they came back and they went to the state school board and said, this is what we've just agreed to, now you have to agree with us. And they readily did. I mean, they didn't, I have the paperwork. I've found it online, all the paperwork that they signed, all the letters between Chris and the groups that he formed, workforce group, this group, a task force to follow the race to the top money, all this kind of garbage they put in place. This is how they hook the school board. You're not, and even though they're elected, they got, the state school board is over them. The Tallahassee is over them. And I don't care, we can try to embarrass them all we want to, but they're not going to be able to back out of this. It has to go through the parents, Tallahassee. At the very least, Tallahassee should be writing bills that would ask for testing of this system. Nobody has done it anywhere. I mean,
right, it wasn't even written when they accepted it.
Well, it wasn't even written when they accepted it. But now that they're going into this, why are they trying to rush and implement this? And everybody agreed to it, and they don't even have any standards to match it to. I don't want my kids standardized to a global block. I could care less what grades the kids in Indochina or France or Sweden get. I don't care. And our kids shouldn't care either until they get in college if they're going to be working in something in an international basis.
Exactly.
But benchmarks are a joke. And I will tell you, there was a survey done, and I've got the paperwork here somewhere, comparing different standards of different states around the country are currently using to these standards. And as bad as we say Florida's have been, Florida's exceeded the Common Core standards 10 times.
Wow.
That's going to tell you how bad this is. This is all about holding teachers accountable and making our kids stupid and bored.
Didn't Texas reject some of the federal money on this for the education? Or what? Texas is always kind of doing its own little thing out there, too.
Oh, they
did reject it, but we went behind the scenes. And our superintendents, they claimed to be some of the head reformers. They went around what Texas said, and they are even introducing textbooks going through the approval process. And we're trying to get the superintendents on their contracts right now for going past and around the laws that they signed in their contracts.
Well, what Texas did, which was, once again, this is legislators and powers to be jumping in there and attaching themselves and our children to something they've not read.
Mm-hmm.
They rejected the Common Core. Perry said that they were terrible. There was no way that he was going to have his kids have to be able to do something like that. And then the people that work under him, they let C-Scope in. Well, look what the C-Scope's doing. It's teaching them communism. It's teaching them how to be a Muslim. The girls have to wear burqas. They've got all this garbage going on, and yet the textbooks, they blackmailed the teachers, made them sign confidentiality statements, told them they couldn't talk to the parents, couldn't tell them what was in the books, couldn't discuss anything. The kids couldn't take their textbooks home. Hello.
Exactly.
I mean, this is where we're headed, and I'm right back at it again. If we cannot get the parents to understand what is happening and get them up in arms, I want as many parents in Tallahassee 10 times what they had over that immigration bill last year. And that's the only way we're going to hold accountable, or it's going to be at the ballot box in 2014.
That's too late. Your kids are your most precious asset in your life, and if you can't show up for your kids, you can't show up for your country.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You're right.
You know, what's a soccer game when your child is a wasted, brainless fool?
That's right.
Homeschool.
You have, well, and see here again, they have this so well planned out. Now, this when I discovered the whole picture of this, this is what blew me away. There is legislation in Tallahassee right now that would cover this, that if a child who is going to a private or parochial school or a charter school and for some reason or other has to go back to a traditional public school, they're going to have to be tested. And if they fail that test, then it allows the school district to determine what grade they will be in. So if your child was in the fifth grade, they can say, well, nah, they need to go into third grade and start all over, because that test is going to have Common Core in it. So if the homeschoolers and the private schools and the parochial schools don't buy into this, there's no way a child having to go back can ever do it. And to top the icing off for them, David Coleman, one of the writers of the English language arts portion of this, who is not an educator, he is a smart mouth, though, is now the head of the college board that puts out the SATs. And he's already said blatantly that Common Core information will now be on the SATs. So if these kids have gone to school somewhere where the Common Core and the ELA are not what's being given, and the Common Core math, they're never going to pass an SAT. I mean, they've thought of everything. And all this money, and the one that I just get so angry with is Bill Gates. But don't let Jeb Bush off the hook.
No.
He's deeply embedded in this. He's just very quiet in Florida, where he's out in the other states doing it. But if you go to his website at the Foundation for Excellence in Education, you'll see. All you got to do is dig a little bit. Go in there and start pulling those little tabs down and start moving around and look and see how many of our state legislators and people you would never expect are sitting on his board. He doesn't call them boards. He calls them something else. Condoleezza Rice, the president of the CFR. Really? Boy, that really gave me a warm, fuzzy feeling. So if anybody's got any idea, I know I've talked to people and they just want to form more groups and more groups and more groups. That's not going to do it, because now you've got multiple groups trying to do duplicating, just like we did in the last election. We had how many different people trying to tell us how to walk precincts and get votes? And everybody was duplicating the same process. We have to pick one and say, that's what we're going to support, and grow that base of people so that they can spread out with the information, correct information, not the myth, and be able to get the word out there.
And that's one of the things they count on. If you're going to form a group that's going to hit it at one, you need to form two groups, one to hit it head on and the other to see what's coming to hit you behind the scenes. Because if you're not watching behind the scenes, they know you're going to form a group to hit them head on, but you're not going to know, like Texas C-Scope. Well, I'm out there screaming Web 2.0 tools, iCloud, all this other stuff. People are going, oh, no, your district doesn't have it. We don't need to listen to you. No. This is coming to get you, because they have this secondary backup plan and a third backup plan, and I'm sure they'll come at us with another backup plan if we don't say we want our morals and values and we want these people kicked out of office and we want our superintendents fired.
That's right. Well, to help people understand how well this has been laid out, I know I got sidetracked a couple of times doing this, but I'm going to try doing this all over again. It originally started back in 2007. That year, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Eli Broad Foundation pledged $60 million to inject their education vision, which included creating what they called then American standards, into the 2008 campaign. And, of course, that's when Obama was running. In May 2008, the Gates Foundation awarded the Hunt Institute for Educational Leadership and Policy a $2.2 million grant to work with the governors and other key stakeholders to promote the adoption of the national standards. The following month, the Hunt Institute and the National Governors Association hosted a symposium to explore all these different education strategies. That very same year, the National Governors Association and the Council for the Chief State School Officers met at a Washington, D.C.-based trade organization, and they began accepting grants for the purposes of starting the Common Core, what they called originally Initiative, and then changed it to the Standards. In December of 2008, in order to provide guidance and copyright guidance and implementation, they just started handing out even more money and more money and more money. They finally went on after that. The governors were sent back home, and they had this, believe me, Obama and everybody had this laid out. The Obama administration, during its transition, met with the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers and their contractor Achieve and their vision for the Common Core Standards, and they put out a document called Benchmarking for Success. Of course, this was also funded by Bill Gates, and it laid out five different reform steps that they wanted carried out in this. The first one was to upgrade individual state standards by adopting a common core of internationally benchmarked standards in math and language arts. I don't know why they keep looking internationally, except the people that continually say this are New World Order people.
Can I explain some of the international to you?
Yep.
They are actually implementing this overseas in the UK. It is called Common Core there as well. A lot of the families are kicking it out, but internationally they are rolling it out at the same time overseas, the same standards exactly to the T. But the children are spotting it because the children are taught to see it a little bit better than our children, and I'm not saying our children are different. They can just see it. And they are stopping it not as fast, a little bit faster in some areas. In some areas, they are totally accepting it.
No, you are absolutely right, and I did know that. And that goes back to Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, the real beginning, I know it started before that, but the real beginning for me was the fact that Prince Charles and Al Gore met off the coast of Venezuela in this great big sailing schooner, and it was the two of them that mapped out most of the global warming garbage. So the fact, when I found out that England was also doing this, it did not surprise me at all, because the two, Prince Charles is very New World Order also. So anything that they do in conjunction with each other never surprises me. It's just mind-boggling. I was trying to get back my train of thought here. To upgrade the state standards, the powers to be were supposed to be able to leverage the Common Core State Standards Initiative. By doing that, the leverage would be done like a collective influence to ensure that the textbooks, the digital media they use, the curriculum, and the assessments were all aligned to an international benchmark. I've seen studies done on this benchmarking thing and this international thing, and they've just been absolutely blown apart. One of the arguments they like to use is that one of the purposes of doing Common Core is for the children that might move to another state. Well, if you look at the statistics, less than 2% of children move across the state in any given year. The problem with the Common Core standards is, although all the children are learning the same thing, they're not necessarily learning it at the same time, because they're giving them choices when they implement a lot of this stuff. So in other words, you could be moving to Tennessee and the class your child goes into may not have already had what your child has, or would have already had it, and so now they're behind. But that's the way it's always been. So to me, that's a very mute reason, kind of ridiculous to even give that. I mean, I was a Navy wife for 20 years, and my kids moved all over the country. My one daughter went to high school all 4 years, each year in a different high school. And she graduated. She adjusted, okay. Some kids might not, but she did adjust to it. I don't know. The bottom line is they want all our kids to be the same. They want them to think the same, do the same, just be little robots out in the cornfield working for the rich people. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what communism is. Two levels. You have the lowly, poorly people, and you have the rich people. Now, I don't have a problem with rich people. If you go out there and you've made your money and you got a lot of money, that's fine. But when you use it to the ruination of someone else, especially children, now I got a real problem with it. Also part of this, they're supposed to revise the state policies for recruiting and preparing and developing and supporting the teachers and the school leaders. I don't know what they're going to do any different, because they're in partnership with this, with Teach for America. Well, shoot, Teach for America takes people that want to be teachers, and in 5 weeks they're out with a certification and they're off teaching your kids. And they're progressives. They're very liberal. So that's not helping us bring our kids to the moral standards that a lot of parents still live by. I mean, everybody's not pushing off to the side to all this liberal stuff. They want to hold the schools and the systems accountable through monitoring, intervention, and support. That's all coming from the tracking. That's part of what this tracking database is going to do. And then they want to measure our state-level education performances globally. While this process is eliminating any competition between the states, you won't really have any need for reports anymore as to how accomplished one state is over another. I don't know. All I see is this huge trickle-down balloon with all these arms. Well, it's just like Agenda 21. It's an octopus with all these arms, multiple arms. And every one of these arms has another little arm that's growing out of it, but they're all businesses. They all have another name that goes with them. Here in Florida, we have in Orlando what they call the Workforce Academy Charter School. This school only takes 11th and 12th graders. They are all children who really haven't wanted to go to school in the past. I'm not going to say they were in trouble, but these are kids that just did not want to go to traditional school. And since we have chosen not to make it easier for our children that would do better in technical schools, which we had those when I was going to school, so that if you wanted to be a mechanic or a plumber or a carpenter or a hairdresser or whatever, you could get your education in high school to do that. They don't do that anymore for you. This work thing, it's okay, but you have 49 businesses that are invested in this charter school, and of the 49, seven of them are businesses which would really lead to a career. In other words, a doctor's office, an accountant's office, an attorney's office, another business office. The rest of them are all McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, dry cleaners, car washes. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with our teenagers working there, but if you're doing this on the premise of laying the groundwork for a career, that's not a career goal that I would want to see my child. I mean, how many how many teenagers go to work for McDonald's and end up working for corporate McDonald's? Not very many. Nor does it really give them any background to have a career, except maybe human resources. The thing that bothers me about this is, I found out today, because I've been curious about this, there are no FCAT scores for these kids ever. So I finally got a hold of somebody at the Orange County School Board and found out that every one of these students has previously failed their FCAT. And because they don't register when they retake it, and in case you didn't know it, all of Florida's students are allowed to take the FCAT three times. I don't know what a true accounting that is to their capability, but anyway, that's the way it is here. So they do have to take it again and pass it to graduate, but because they don't report to the public the scores off retake, that's why it doesn't show up that they've taken any FCAT. There is a lot of money flowing through the state of Florida that I can document. I mean, can anybody out there listening give me a good idea why the communist Chinese donated $30 million to Florida's charter schools with the promise of another $60 million? Personally, I don't think it's to teach them Mandarin Chinese. But that's what the governor signed on to, all in the name of creating jobs. But why are you taking money and investing it in our charter schools? What is the relationship between the state of Florida, our charter schools, and communist Chinese? I don't, and they won't tell you either, because this goes through Enterprise Florida, and Enterprise Florida is covered in the Florida statutes, and they put a little line in there that they don't have to answer to the Freedom of Information Act, so you can't find out. I thought that was a neat package, too.
So much for keeping everything in the sunshine, right? Juan, you're more than welcome to join in, too. I know you haven't said anything lately. Just to let you know, you're more than welcome to continue if you had any questions.
No, thank you very much. I learned a lot about this issue. I am just so worried. I don't see a good end at the end of the tunnel here. I think there are several things that can be probably done, but unless we have the understanding and cooperation from major organizations around the country, this is going to be a very difficult battle to win. There are some organizations that are missing the big point here. You know, they are just worrying about jobs and economic issues. And people have to understand that we are facing communism in the United States. And whoever doesn't understand that is closing his or her eyes to the reality. And there are ways to fight this, but it requires a lot of commitment and recognition that we're failing to fight these people. They're very well organized. They have a lot of power and money, and they have the media. If you think about when they have all those things, it's very difficult to win. Now, we have the commitment and the passion, but that's not enough. We need a lot more than that. It breaks my heart when I listen to all these stories, because I have been on two sides of the fence. I know what it is to live in a socialist communist country, and I know what it is to live in America. And what it really breaks my heart is how people don't seem to understand the seriousness of this situation. It doesn't matter what we do and what we say. Unless we get together and we develop big plans to educate people on a national level, I don't think that we're going to go anywhere. This common core issue has to be understood and has to be heard in every single house in America. And the big question here is how to do it. We need to find a way to do it. We have enough people in the Tea Party movement, in the conservative movement around the country, to come out with some ideas and some plans.
Well,
we have to find a way to do it. Go ahead.
We definitely, and it kills me to say this, but we really need some money to be able to get to the right media sources. And, I mean, there are plenty of conservative online places. You don't know if the parents go to them or not. But, you know, when I think about the Common Core and what our legislators, what the governors did and our superintendents of schools, it's like the way this got done, basically, is in a nutshell. The governors and the school superintendents all went to this meeting in 2009, and these powers to be over here, Bill Gates and all his buddies, and they said, hey, guys, you want to play a game? Sure, we'll play a game. What's going on? Well, nothing much. We're just going to play a game, only it's a new game. It's got a little bit different rules, but, you know, it's not going to hurt anybody, so let's play. And we're going to give you some money. You know, here's the prize. Stimulus money. You know, $4.35 billion I got to spread around to you guys. So you want to play? Oh, yeah, I want to play. I want the money. Everybody was hurting. We had foreclosures. We had people out of work. There wasn't a school district in the country that wasn't hurting because their tax bases were down from the foreclosures and people being out of work. So, yeah, we wanted that darn money. It's like going and buying a house, and you do everything, and you pay your money down in the whole nine yards, and you get ready for them to hand you over the key, and they say, stop. Now I need another $50,000, or you can't have it. This is what they did to them. If you're really going to play this game, even though I gave you this money, the way to really play this thing is now you're going to have to accept this whole package, and if you don't, I'm going to keep your Title I money. Well, hey, America, I'm here to tell you if every one of the states kept their own cotton-picking money in their own cotton-picking states and didn't send a dime to the federal government, you could pay your own Title I bills 10 times over and still have a surplus. Stop giving them our money. They're ruining us on the backs of our children with our labors and our money. And they know it. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. This is just everything has been laid out. It's no different than all these executive orders that Obama's been writing. This is really no different. It just didn't have the name of an executive order and put out there. They finagled these guys into doing this, and rather than them coming back and talking to the legislators at the very least and school district superintendents and this type of thing. Oh, no. But here again, Florida's been blessed with what? Three in a row, Jeb Bush, progressive New World Order commissioners of education. And I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I really don't care. Half our state school board is sleeping with Jeb Bush, too. So how are we supposed to get anything decent, thoughtful for our children's education? I would love to see this state go back to where the commissioner of education is elected, and so is the state school board. You have two women sitting on the state school board that have been working for the Bush family in some form or other since George H.W. Bush ran for office. And that's either by running their campaigns, being a chief of staff in Florida, being a chief of staff in Washington, being a chief of staff someplace, running campaigns. I don't care what. They've been working for that family all those years. We have the chairman of the board of the state school board started the KIPP Charter School. What kind of focus does he have when it comes to education?
Diane. We have another caller. It's from the Tampa area. The last four digits, 1988. I think I recognize that number, but I'm not quite sure. 1988, please give us your name and what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Deb Casso, Palm Harbor, Florida.
I knew I recognized that phone number.
Yeah, I'm a little sick, so my voice is a little groggy. I've had a bad cold. I was very saddened to hear that they passed this Common Core today, by the way. It really outraged me. And then, of course, I did my research too late, tried to speak with our state representative here, Zimmerman. He thought, oh, we could change it and make it into Florida's vision. Started to sound like something out of Agenda 21. Well, speaking of Agenda 21, Common Core fits in quite well. And I happened to be on the UNESCO website today, and there it is, Common Core for the whole world. Every single country on the planet is listed there, and they all have Common Core. So who is the dumbest country on Earth if they have to all be in common and have everything in common? I guess that our children will be dumbed down to the least smartest in the world. I think it's really very sad. Were you aware that it was listed on UNESCO?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, here again, the groundwork for part of this, and I'm going to speak for Florida because that's where I know, our state school board is the one that has allowed the Ulan Charter School, the International Baccalaureate, ICE, which is England's version of the International Baccalaureate, where they use the Earth Charter basis. They teach our kids to worship the earth, or Gaia. And I know there's a lot of kids that they will tell you that they did IB and they did just fine and whatever. And what percentage is that? I'm going to tell you what. For the amount of money this state, the taxpayers, and most taxpayers don't even know that they're paying for IB. They don't have a clue that their school districts pay for that. But for the amount of money that we're paying for International Baccalaureate, every child in this state that is on the International Baccalaureate program should be on the National Honor Society, and they are not. So if this program is so excellent that it costs these districts over $1 million a year, and that's in a small district, what are we doing this for to teach our children communism within our very schools? These schools like to say have an international. Look at Hillsborough County. Their superintendent of schools over there, I don't know if she's a communist or not. She's got
schools. Why can't we start our own schools? They have these charter schools and private schools, and evil corporations are taking them over, you know, for Jeb Bush's program. Why can't we apply and set up those little red, white, and blue schoolhouses?
I would love to be able to do that if I had the money just to buy the equipment to be able to give them a school. I don't. I'd love to do that. But then here again, we're back to the same thing, that if our kids try to, if we started a school like that, and our kids want to go on to go to college, unless we taught them the Common Core, they're not going to pass the SATs.
Well, let's face it. College seems to be a lost cause to begin with at this point, because who's teaching the teachers? So it's going to take many years to re-educate the colleges to come up to par with what education was about prior to 1962 or 67, whatever the year was. So to send your child to college today, it should just have them more indoctrinated, in my opinion anyway, into whatever it is. I mean, they're going to have to get a job. But then again, that's also going to be hijacked by the public-private partnerships. And so they may not need a college education, because those public-private partnerships are going to still need workers, and not all of them are going to need a college education. So college may be a waste of time for future generations for a while anyway. Unless we have our own college, then that's another story.
Well, Deb, that's what they've done, is create the charter schools are basically public-private partnerships because they go out and they get all this money and they do, and they Tallahassee refuses to acknowledge the fact that with the charter schools as they currently stand, they fail at a rate of 11% over traditional public schools. You don't hear about the scandals in the traditional public schools you get with charter schools. But once again, because of their dealings with the businesses and their allegiance to Jeb Bush and some of these other people, the legislation that was put in place that addresses charter schools is so much more lenient than what the traditional charter schools deal with. It was a prescription for trouble. One of the things that bothers me about Common Core, among all the other things, is how they intend to implement it. In other words, I'm a person that when you come up with something that's totally off the mountaintop from what people are used to, and I'm going to use the example of the legislation that got passed a couple of years ago where the state employees had to start donating to their pension plans, and I agree with that. I think they should. However, they were hired that you don't have to do that. So to me, the fair thing that you do to people is you say, okay, anybody hired from this date, you have to start doing that. You take the ones that are already in there, make it at a lower rate, and then the new ones coming in at a higher rate. What are they going to do with our school children? They have not told us yet how they're going to implement this. And by this, I mean, if you're going to say, and they've already moved it up to the 2014-2015 year because the testing and all this other garbage is not done yet, if they're going to start it in kindergarten, or are they going to start it in every grade at the same time, how are these kids who have been going to school under the others going to all of a sudden shift to this monster? It is going to be so foreign to them. I mean, I already see the statistics when I look at the FCAT on how their reading grades fall the farther in school they get, because the farther in school they get, the more they use the computers in their education, and they're not really reading.
Right.
And reading is basic, the basic fundamental of everything we do to comprehend and understand. So to me, from what I'm reading and the analysis I've seen by people a lot more educated than I am, they have the problems that they have with this, I know that my worries are very justified. And here again, I have the answer. I don't know. If we can't get to the parents, I don't know what else to do is stand out in front of the school buildings when the kids get out of school and hand them the literature, stand outside churches when they come out, ask your churches.
I think a last hope would be that the teachers step in and refuse to do the computer programming tracking the kids. I think that they may come, it may come out that teachers will be outraged spending their day answering questions on a computer rather than teaching, which is what they believe they would be doing in the classroom.
Well, what you have to understand is what they're implementing is that John Dewey formula for education, and John Dewey always believed that teachers should be nothing more than a classroom monitor, and that's exactly what this is making them be.
Yeah, that's true.
They're in class, they're turning in their things, they're doing, you know, what they're supposed to do. They're good little, you know, good little communists. And I mean, I know what this curriculum is going to turn them into. I've already seen them in fact in the three classes that have graduated from Obama's brown shirt. I mean, you and I aren't supposed to have any guns, but yet 15, 16, and 17 and 18-year-olds are being given guns from the federal government just because they're in Obama's army, private army. But then they're housing them, and they know how to do this through our children.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. To me, it is extremely depressing.
It is.
You know, but this is the only thing I can come up with is just, and it's going to take an awful lot of work, is contacting churches and talking to ministers and ask them if you can talk to their congregations or some of the groups within their churches, or show up at union, teachers union meetings, or some of this other stuff. Because I don't know if in mass we can get the teachers to go against this because they're against the paycheck. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I hope that next week I have some different answers on the legislation and the stuff that's going on up in Tallahassee, but I'm not real optimistic. Phones off the hook for 2 weeks, and it hasn't done any good. But they don't listen to the people anymore. Their mental attitude is that we work for them; they don't work for us. I wonder how long that lasts if we put a fan up back anymore. I don't know.
I'm hearing some other. I'm not sure what I'm hearing, but I'm hearing some weird noise in the background. I'm not sure if it's a cell phone that's doing that or what, but. Did anybody hear that noise?
I'll hang up. Maybe it is my phone, and I'll listen online.
Thank
you.
Okay. I have to figure out what that is, what's going on there. But, you know, it really, we are at a point, fall of this country. I mean, we've already seen the fall. It hasn't, the fall of Rome, the fall of the USA. And this is, it's been eating away, but going back to what you're talking about, who supposedly represent us, they have totally lost their way, too. And I'm telling you, it's, you know, we're, me and Charlie were out there fighting. I still haven't given up the fight. We the people versus the ballot box establishment. You know, we say a lot about what's going to happen in the next election, but the elections are so corrupt. And that's why these same scumbags stay in office over and over again. All the money from these super PACs and the two political parties, you know, it really, it's a very, very difficult. And here they are trying to disarm us right now. I mean, if the American people don't wake up and come together and be united as one people, stop all the factions, stop, which of course is the immigration thing, another way to divide people, and the political parties, both ways, dividing people up instead of being united as Americans and understanding what freedom is. I mean, what communism is. Most of them have no clue what the Constitution is. It's only a few of us in the past few years who have really gotten engaged in the discussion and have a clue what's going on. And the rest are just out there worrying about who's going to play in the Super Bowl. And, I mean, that's a sad state of affairs for this country. And that's what, I mean, that's the stuff that I fear.
Well, the way I see things going and the view of our commander-in-chief, the football games will be gone. He likes basketball.
Whichever one. Of course, there's all sorts of jokes about his wonderful skills. Glenn Beckham actually hit the basket better than him, I guess, or something. But that's another story. the whole mentality about pro sports.
Yeah. I encourage everybody to start doing your research. I'm serious. If you don't get what you're looking for, try just rewording the question different. They don't really try to hide anything anymore. In fact, Common Core is the one thing that they managed to hide longer than anything else, and it amazes me because when we finally heard about this, they'd already made the changes in Florida standards, and once again, that's a lot of people to keep quiet. But they did do it. But then I'm here to tell you that I really don't know what our state Board of Education does, or State Department of Education, because anytime you call up there, nobody knows anything. it takes 3 or 4 phone calls to even get anybody to answer a phone. Nobody ever knows the answer. The gentleman that's in charge of charter schools told me that the Constitution gives the right to every one of our children to be educated. And I said, sir, I think you're wrong, because education's not mentioned in the United States Constitution. You might mean the Florida Constitution, but not the United States Constitution. He was very arrogant, very rude, but then again, they don't like to have people question what's going on up there. But nobody knows anything. It's just like 2 years ago when I was trying to find out who was reading the syllabuses in the textbooks for International Baccalaureate. Nobody can answer that question. 9 months.
The absolute truth. These people don't have a clue. We'll pass the bill before we see what's in it. 1,000-page bills from the same garbage.
Well, we started out with a textbook.
But the same thing happens at the state level. And right. We have no representation. Anybody that thinks we have the representation of our choice, you drink too much Kool-Aid. Anybody that thinks we have any representation at all, you're drinking too much Kool-Aid. I mean, I contend there's 5 to 10% of those in public office who truly, truly work on behalf of the people. The rest are there for their own endeavor, their own agenda. That's the only reason why they stay there 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is. You know, it's for whoever they want to be. It's just the whole thing is so despicable. And if the American people...
That's right. That's absolutely right. I know when I finally got an answer, because I thought I knew the answer, but I wanted a positive in writing answer as to who was overseeing what was being taught to our children through International Baccalaureate. And finally, Teresa Sweet calls me one day, and she takes this attitude like, well, you knew this, didn't you? It's proprietary. Well, wait a minute, Teresa. Why didn't you tell me that the first time I talked to you, 9 months ago? Why the game? Why this messing up? So what that tells you is, if any of you have children in the International Baccalaureate program, number one, the districts are paying tons of money to have that program. Secondly, no one, within the Florida Department of Education, the Florida State School Board, the district that has IB's superintendent of schools or school board, and in most cases, the school's principal, have ever looked at the syllabuses, do not have any idea what they mean, do not look at the textbook. In fact, the privilege of ordering the textbook is by the IB coordinator. She picks out the books, of which she gets the directions from IB in Switzerland. She gives the list to her principal, and her principal turns it in, and the textbooks get bought, and nobody sees. There's no report. Since Eric Smith first brought International Baccalaureate into the state of Florida in 1983, there has never, ever been a report done on International Baccalaureate as to its success, its failure. Their score, they don't get broke out on the FCAT. You don't know how many of them actually graduate. You don't know how many go on to college. You don't know how many graduate from college. You have no results for the billions upon billions of dollars that has been spent on International Baccalaureate since its inception in this state. And the proof to me of who Eric Smith was is when I redid my research on him, because every state he's ever worked in, when he left that state to go to another one, they had already either implemented International Baccalaureate or it was in its exploratory first or second training year, every place. So then we get poor Gerard Robinson, who I think, I don't think he could stand the heat. in Florida, if you're the commissioner of education, you got to serve an awful lot of people. You've got to serve the governor, the state board of education. You've got to serve all the district administrators, the superintendents, the principals, blah, blah, blah. The kids don't even play in the equation. And you also have to follow Jeb Bush. That didn't work. So our illustrious state school board gave us patrol away from Indiana. So now we have the chief of the Chiefs for Change from Jeb Bush's foundation, Tony Bennett. And where is his allegiance? His allegiance is to school choice, Common Core, charter schools, Jeb Bush. The teachers and the children are not in the equation. It's pure politics. Education is now politics.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And I mean, that's government itself. It's nothing to do with doing the people's work. It's been totally converted to a major corrupt regime against the people. I mean, the things that are happening not only with education, but obviously all these other pieces all going down to the Agenda 21, sustainable development, one world order, one world government, all this, you want to call it Nazism, whatever you want to call it, it's communism, that's being shoved down the throats. And American people are just so naive to it. They just keep saying, no, it can't happen. I say, yeah, well, 9/11 can't happen either. Wake up and smell the coffee, people. Yeah, the countdown is on here. Fall of Rome, do you think the fall of Rome was just a fictional story? Do you think it really happened? Do you think Hitler is real? History repeats itself. And it was Reagan who said freedom is only one generation away. This isn't something truly new. I mean, you gotta fight and protect it every day. And I'm telling you, the ignorance and complacency of so many Americans is so scary. And, of course, any of those that depend on the lamestream media as their only source of information are truly, they know just enough to be dangerous, because that's all they get fed. Even though, when it comes to this subject, I still push for people to contact your local news affiliates, force them to start talking about this, ask them what it is, fax it to them, shove it in their face every which way. And if enough people do it, they will eventually say something and at least get the discussion out there, at least get the topic out there. I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, how many people? You can go up to any day, any typical day here in Central Florida, say, have you ever heard of Common Core? Do you have kids in school? Oh, what's Common Core? Yeah, I've got kids in school. Well, you might want to know about this. I mean, they don't know. The media has totally failed in doing its job, and I blame that from good old Wilson, Woodrow Wilson out there when he made the press corps part of the, you know, truly made it part of the government. Once they officially had their press corps, the freedom of the press, the watchdogs were now part of, it's a PR department for the administration and for the government. Totally disgusting. And I'm telling you, there's just so many things that we have to do to change this. It's unbelievable, because it's not just one thing. It's all the bits and pieces. It's taking back the ballot box. Stop being members of any stupid political party. And here in Florida, we got to shut down the closed primaries. The closed primaries keep giving the control to the parties to pick who they want. You know, anybody that votes in a primary, do you truly think you got a choice? How many Republicans truly think it was their choice to have Romney as a candidate? Give me a break. You know, so there's so many pieces to it.
Well, there are, and I would suggest, and I'm sure if there's anybody still on here listening, you don't like to think about we're facing communism, but that's exactly what it is, and I suggest that you go online and you look up the Communist Manifesto, and check off how many of those items that are the agenda for completion, how many you think they've completed. And I think you're going to be really surprised. And actually, they had three main goals. And number one was to get control of the bank and bring down the economy. The education system, and I just had the other one, and now it just left. See, now I got a senior moment, so I just live with that.
Well, of course, education, transportation, food, health, communication, I mean, these are the biggies, and look what they have done to totally corrupt and take over. I mean, here, and all you have to do is go look at Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. I wanted to go ahead and mention Damn Mad Granny Taft. She's out there in the chat room, and she was, she mentioned this, put this out there a few minutes ago. Handing out the flyers at the schools and churches is a really good idea. That's the answer. And, of course, having to get it to the parents. Get it in the hands of the parents. And you were talking about that a little bit earlier. But she is definitely in support of both of those. Go to the source. But truly, I mean, even if you don't have kids or if your kids are not in school today, you need to know, because these are the next generation of Americans. And because they've been given a free cell phone and all this other nutsiness, the entitlement mentality, whatever it is, they have been brainwashed over the years, indoctrinated over the years, that everybody should be equal. And you know, that's the part that makes the Bill Gates thing so strange. There could be no bigger hypocrite than Bill Gates. This is a country that gave, and he did not go to college. Everything he is because of the freedom he had in this country, and he's out there to destroy it. There can be no more bigger evilness of that. And when we speak about evilness, there was this one thing I was going to read, and I put one of the quotes out there in the chat room from Martin Luther King. But let's see. Here's one of his quotes, and it's like, this is so true, and this is what Americans need to remember. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. Bill Gates is definitely evil. I'm sorry, you know, if you believe in communism and that's what you want, hey, go over to China. You know, I think, I'm sure, you know, Bill Gates has enough money to have a one-way ticket to China. But even if he doesn't, I think there's enough Americans who would pull together to get him a one-way ticket. Because if you believe in that kind of stuff, you don't belong in America. You know, you just don't. Damn Mad Granny Taft is going to want to say something. I'm going to go to her in just one second. But I want to make sure I read this other quote from Martin Luther King. The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. Intelligence plus character. That is the goal of a true education. Common Core doesn't do any of that. So you know what? These people who think that constitutionalists, Tea Partiers, whatever, are the evildoers. No, it's this totally embedded, the corruption, whatever you want to call it, of the Bill Gates mentality. The anti, I call them anti-Americans because I don't know what else to call them. The antis out there. Let me go ahead and get the. Granny Taft, Damn Mad Granny Taft, on the phone here real quick because we're getting down to about 15 minutes. Hey, Ms. Texas.
Hi, y'all. Great show. I'm getting a good education. Thank you so much. I wanted to put my – you talking about Bill Gates. You have to remember, Bill Gates has been educated in our universities. They have sold themselves out to one world order. We have too many professors in the universities teaching communism.
Yep.
And on the radio today, I can't remember what state it is. I wish I could, and I can't remember the woman's name. But she went to prison for terrorism here in the United States, and she served her time. She's gotten out, and one of the universities here in the United States has hired her to teach in their school.
No different than Bill Ayers.
No, same thing.
Yep.
This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with Bill Gates' generation.
Yep.
They sat in there. They've been taught communism. They've been taught that it's the best for them, and they know they're among the elite. So why in the hell should they try and stop what's taking place?
Well, you know what's going to be interesting, and I don't know if we're going to be here to be able to watch it or not, but I listened to a program today that he said that it's going to be interesting because all of these, and we'll call them progressives, think that they're all going to be around when everything falls down on the rest of us for them to be able to reap it all up, and that's not what's going to happen.
Oh, well, I've known that, and there's a lot of people know that. They're walking around there on the dream world. The other thing I wanted to say, I've been searching and searching online. This happened in the car day, and I didn't have anything to write on. There is legislation being drawn up, and positive. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, not Rand, but whoever the other Paul is out there. I had CRS. Y'all have to live with me.
Ron Paul from Texas. It's Ron Paul from Texas, his son Rand Paul from Kentucky.
Okay. They are drawing up legislation, and they want our input. They want our input into what we want eliminated in order to balance the budget.
Oh.
Now, I have
Open education.
I did that 4 years ago. I save them a lot of money. They just, get rid of lobbyists for one thing.
Well, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh. It was this afternoon, and he gave the name of the legislator, and I tried to write it down, didn't get it written down, and, of course, I took a nap, and I forgot it. But it is there. I don't know where to find it or how to find it. I'll try and get it from Rush Limbaugh tomorrow if possible. But if you know how to search this stuff out, and I don't, you're trying to get rid of the Department of Education. That has got to be our primary goal. And if they're wanting our information, wanting our input, I had to let y'all know so you can search this out maybe and find it.
Yeah, Rand Paul is the only one I've known in D.C. who has said to abolish the Department of Education. Maybe there's some other ones, but he's the only one I know who's really said it out loud from the D.C. gang of thugs.
Well, that's true, but what I'm saying is that this, whoever these legislators are that are drawing this bill up, they want our input into what we think needs to be eliminated, what departments, what, and so forth, to eliminate in order to save money and so forth. And it was I just threw in the Department of Education. That wasn't part of the deal on the radio. That was the first thing I thought of. They want our information. First thing we've got to do is get Department of Education eliminated.
Yeah.
I think it is Cruz and Rand Paul.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm through. That's all I wanted
okay.
to let y'all know and let you know it's a great show and you've educated me so much and I've got so much more to learn.
Thank you for tuning in as always. Diane, all of a sudden, you're having a hard time hearing you. It's kind of breaking up. I'm not sure. Are you on a cell phone by any chance?
Well, I am, but I've been on a cell phone the whole time. I'm not doing anything any different.
I don't know. It's kind of breaking up towards the end there. It's kind of craziness with
maybe the monsters are out.
Somebody could be trying to run interference with the broadcast.
Hey, Diane. Diane, this is Juan again. I got to go now. I will call you. I got a couple ideas, and I will call you tomorrow around noontime, okay?
Okay. That's fine. Okay. I'll talk
and
to you thank tomorrow.
You. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, and thanks to everybody. And
okay. Thank you.
Have a good night. All right. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good information. It's great to hear people who truly know what communism is and what it means to talk to Americans who just want to have their bury their head in the sand and believe it doesn't really exist and that it can never happen here. I'm like, it's already happening here. Look at Bloomberg telling you how much you can drink. Come on, people. Anyway.
Well,
you know, that's something that we could use, too, is someone like him that would be willing to start out to go to local tea parties or to go just to local meetings and so forth and get someone to speak out on communism and what it was like and compare what's going on here to communism and start waking people up.
Well, he's actually been doing that for a couple of years. He works a lot with Rolando from Bear Witness up in Jacksonville. Juan does a heck of a lot. a heck of a lot of moving around and work. He and I have even talked about trying to start a Hispanic American Tea Party group so that we can connect, because the Republican Party is not trying to connect with them at all. And if we can connect to them through their children's education, through their children, because a good large percentage of your Hispanic families have very strong morals. I mean, they are very heavy. They're anti-abortion. They just have a lot of conservative values, and nobody's been reaching out to them. So Juan and I have talked about the possibility of trying to do that, so we just haven't been able to culminate it yet.
Yeah, because the majority of them here, and I'm not saying this to be demeaning or anything, but they're too dependent on the government. So therefore, the Democrats seem to be the ones that are giving them everything. But what they're not realizing is that those same people are trying to turn them into communists.
Right. Right.
And I don't know that any of them have ever been educated in what communism is.
Not unless they lived in it, and you'd have to be Juan's age to have had to live through it. Yeah, there's a lot of work to do, that's for sure.
Hey, well, we're getting down here to the last few minutes. Miss Texas, damn mad Granny Tasta, what's your final words for the wrap-up for tonight?
Well, I want God to put a big old blessing on y'all for doing the show tonight and enlightening the guests that are out there listening to this and anyone else who may listen in. And God bless America, and yeah, I'm going to ask him to God bless Florida. Y'all need it worse than Texas does.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And I expect you to be tuning in tomorrow when we start talking about those Florida notaries, because that's when we need another prayer.
Well, I'll think of another one for that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and as I say, we're getting down to the last few minutes. I'm going to make a quick announcement, just as I was saying about tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, we are going to have, it's going to be Tom Pastore. He's done an investigative report on the notary publics in Florida here. And I won't go into all the details. You've got to tune in to listen the most. But just imagine that there's almost 500,000 notary publics in the state of Florida. And Florida is number one in identity theft and property theft, just not to mention the mortgage fraud stuff, foreclosure fraud. So anyway, tune into that tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then next Monday, we're going to be talking about transportation. I'm going to get into what's going on with the toll roads and some of this other stuff. Whole another cause there, all part of sustainable development, all part of the One World Order Agenda 21 mess. And then next Thursday, we will start the regular weekly report on transportation. But then again, next Wednesday, we will be back here, same time, same place, for more information on the education. So that's my pitch for right now. And Diane, anything you would like to wrap up with?
No, just that I encourage everybody to try to do their own research and just talk it up to anybody and everybody, your children's teachers, at church, your church groups, any social groups you belong to, any place you can think of. And if they tell you you're bringing politics into the conversation, just tell them, no, I'm not. I'm trying to preserve the futures of our children.
Okay. Well, this, I think, has been an excellent start. I'm really looking forward to doing these shows every week because education is so critical. We've got to save these children from themselves because they don't even understand what's happening. Maybe next week we will have heard probably a little bit more about this craziness that the child is owned by the collective. And here, I mean, at age 4 or 5, they're going to want to take the child away from the home if it's even that old, and then they're going to decide what that child's going to do for the lifetime. It's total communism. Everything that we've seen in Russia and China, the communist countries over the years, and that's what's happening here, and it's all part of the same thing. So people really have to truly start listening and paying attention. Please, I see somebody watching any kind of pro sports game, and, I used to watch them all the time, so I'm guilty as charged.
to know what to say. When was the last time you looked at the Constitution? When was the last time you checked what these morons that are in public office are doing to us? You know, turn off the Super Bowl, turn off the World Series, whatever it is. Spend some time with your kids. Actually know something about what's going on in your own community, in your own country. Otherwise, it's you know, and it just, you know it as well as I do, Diane, how frustrating it is to talk to these people who just have their heads so buried in the sand. And I've had some friends and family members who were that way, and then all of a sudden they start getting, you know, have to pay the price for some of these things going on, and all of a sudden saying, yeah, I guess you were right. I guess we should have got more involved, and we've all waited too long. I said, well, do something now. You know, just, yes, you're late to the game, but do something.
Right. Right. You're right. Well, thanks a lot for the opportunity, and prayers for everybody, and God bless America.
Thank you so much, and thank you for doing this, too, because, like I said, I know you've got a lot of information, and we're going to push the subject as much as we possibly can because it's so critical. And I guess on that note, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. Good information going on in that chat room. Please remember, ignorance is not bliss. It's expensive, and that's what they're doing here. They're trying to destroy us through dumbing people down and dividing us and all the various things they're doing. We cannot let the 445 take over the 300 million. It is up to us to truly be united as Americans and save this country. Please come together. Please be united. And every day I say a prayer, dear Lord, dear God, please bless the USA and save us. Save us from ourselves because we need it. On that note, thank you all. And tune in tomorrow night. Have a good evening.
Night.
Good night.